Hello, hello. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit, and welcome to a bonus episode. I have to say, I am loving these bonus episodes, I think simply because it's something that comes to me and then I'm like, ooh, I want to talk about that because it relates to everything else that I'm doing here on the show. So, bonus episode topic today is courage. Now, I've seen a lot of things about courage lately, a lot of posts, a lot of quotes, and if you follow me on Instagram, which you should be doing, it's at thescarlet.edit, I do try to post a lot of inspirational things or different quotes or memes that are relevant to topics being discussed on the show. I just think that it's fun to share inspirational quotes. I think it's fun to encourage other people to go out and chase their dreams and to just live in the moment and live for what they want to do because we only are here once. And something that I feel so strongly about is that I am only this me at this point in time, and I will never get to do this again. So it's really made me look at my life from a perspective of I'm going to just say fuck it and go do it and go for it and do what I want to do and live how I want to live. And so that's what got me to today's subject, which is courage. Now, the first time in the recent past that I can recall somebody telling me that my actions were courageous, I remember being surprised. And it was when I had confided in a coworker years ago when I was going through my divorce. And I remember him saying, wow, that takes a lot of courage. And I thought it was an interesting choice of words, simply because I wasn't feeling very courageous at the time. I wasn't feeling anything other than a deep sadness. I knew I was making the right decision, but I was still really, really sad. And it was really, really hard. And if you've been through a divorce, I'm sure you can relate to those feelings. But when I look up courage, and when you look up the actual definition of courage, it really says that courage is feeling the fear and doing something anyway. So courage to me is a choice. You say, yes, I'm going to do this, even though it might scare me, even though it might be something that other people wouldn't do. But I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. So recognizing that and in looking back on my life and my journey, I do understand now why that man told me that my choice and my actions were courageous. You know, I said, we only get to be here once and we only get this one trip. There's a line in a country song by Jennifer Nettles. If you don't recognize her name, she was the lead singer in the country duo Sugarland. She did go out on her own after a few killer albums with Christian Bush, who was her duo partner in Sugarland. And one of her albums is truly to this day one of my absolute favorites. And there is a line in a song that she has on there called Stupid Girl. And it says, we only get this one trip, lose the fear, loose the grip, throw the lines from the ship and take it all. And I just have always resonated with that. We only get this one trip. Now, rewind years ago when I was struggling with my marriage and struggling with what I wanted to do and how I wanted to move forward. I remember I was out walking the dog one day and I remember thinking to myself, well, this is the hand I was dealt. This is the relationship that I made. This is the commitment that I made. Maybe next time I would approach things differently. And then it was like I stopped and I was taking a step off the curb and I thought, wait, Nikki, yes, I do believe that there is a next time. There is a next go around for my soul. But I'm not going to remember it. I don't remember past versions of what my soul's life lived. So I'm certainly not going to be along for that ride as this version of me for my soul's future journeys. So I thought, wait a minute, like the only time is now. This is your time. This is your trip to live the life that you want, to make the choices that you want, to go out and get everything it is that you want in this life. So in that moment, I decided that I was going to end my marriage. And I think one of the reasons why people don't always acknowledge courage when we're actively inside of it is because we've made the decision already and we've weighed the consequences. and we've looked at it from all angles and decided to move forward with that decision anyway. So I think that when someone else on the outside looks at courage and uses that word to describe what it is that you're doing, you don't necessarily feel that way because you're already doing it and you're already there. I did some research from different academics, different psychologists, different people who have really studied courage. I'm sure everybody knows Brené Brown. One of her central claims, courage is a collection of skill sets that are 100% teachable, observable, and measurable. So it's basically saying that courage just isn't a noble sentiment. It is something that you can practice and develop. It got me thinking about how have I implemented courage in my life in the recent past. I've been told that traveling solo is courageous, and I don't disagree. I think that one of the funny things about courage is that it is such a broad term and it's all encompassing. And what I mean by that is going back to divorcing, someone can tell you, oh, that's really courageous of you to have made that decision and move forward with that decision. And in the moment, you're thinking, well, yeah, but it still doesn't make it any less sad. It doesn't make it suck any less. It doesn't make me feel any better knowing that it might be a courageous decision. Now, with travel, when someone says, oh, that's so courageous of you to go out and travel the world on your own, it's a different feeling because usually with travel, there comes a lot of excitement, a lot of uncertainty, but in a positive way, a lot of curiosity and seeing new places, trying new foods, meeting new people, doing new things. So it's a different type of courage when you're thinking of it from that perspective. I mean, I've even had people tell me that starting the Scarlet Edit, wow, that's really courageous. You told a very deep, dark secret to anybody that would listen. And you put it out there so confidently and so boldly and so unapologetically. And I did. I did all of those things. But I also, in that moment, I didn't really feel that that was courageous. I felt like I was meant to have these conversations. I was meant to bring these topics from the dark into the light because they're happening and they're real and people are being affected every single day, but people don't always want to talk about it. So I wanted to work really hard to bring those topics to light, to create a community, to have discussions with people, knowing that we've all made decisions that maybe we wouldn't make again. We've all done things that maybe we wouldn't do again. And that is okay. And we are allowed to learn from those, to move forward, and to still go after the life and the love that we want. So courageous, possibly, crazy, also possibly. But I do think that it is such an interesting word to use, and the way we use it just crosses all sorts of emotions. This episode is brought to you by my Patreon community, Rewritten. Inside this space, you will find resources, live Q&As, opportunities to connect with others in the privacy of a judgment-free zone, and so much more. I want to build this community together, a society of women who are choosing the best for ourselves, who are shaking off the stigma or shame of past decisions and using our history to shape our futures. Come check out the Patreon. Anyone who signs up between now and October 31st, the first month, is free. I look forward to seeing you inside. Now back to our episode. One of the key themes in my research on courage is that fear is like the number one thing that comes up. And pretty much everybody that has studied courage, they say that it doesn't mean having no fear. It means doing something despite fear. And it's often not treated as a fixed trait, but as something you can grow by choosing brave acts, practicing, and learning to tolerate discomfort. I think that is so important, the learning to tolerate discomfort. There are so many things in life that are not going to be pleasant. There are so many things in life that are going to be uncomfortable. And I mean, this podcast is certainly one of those things. When I look at my views to followers, they're wildly out of sync. There are so many more people that are paying attention to what I am doing than who are following what I'm doing. And that is so okay because I think it's important to bring these topics to light. I think it's important for people to have a deeper understanding of how people feel as they're going through certain situations. I think it's so important to share these things because despite having so much information at our fingertips at any given time, and we literally walk around with little computers in our hands, there is still so many people feeling lonely and feeling like they are the only one going through the things that they are going through, when in fact, there are so many more people who are going through those similar things. So by sharing these conversations and sharing these topics, I think that we are opening the door for more people to feel seen, to feel like okay with who they are, and to feel like ideally that they will have a safe place to come and talk and to come and meet other people that are doing and living similar lives and who they can just be open and honest and share things with. So that is why for me, having these discussions is so important. Another theme from all of my research that came out was the moral dimension. And courage often has a right-wrong dimension. It's not just brave acts, but moral choices aligned with values. So I'm intrigued by this, because who's to say what is moral? Who's to say what has value? We all have our own morals and values. We all have friends who, in a lot of cases, share similar morals and values. Our morals and values can also change over time, and they can change quite boldly, and you can do a 180 in some aspects. I've been going around on a handful of podcasts these days, talking about the Scarlet Edit, sharing my own story, and a lot of times I'm asked, actually, in fact, almost every time I'm asked, would you do this again? Would you be the other woman again? Now, absolutely not. And I've said this on this podcast, and I'll say it again and again and again. I would never put myself in a situation like that again. I would never do that again. And that is large in part because my own self-worth has skyrocketed. I know who I am. I know what I am worth. I know what I deserve. I know what I want. I have very strong boundaries, and I will not compromise those or sacrifice those for anyone, period. So then the next question is, well, if you could go back, would you do it again? And I always say, yes, I would. I would go back. I would do it again. And the reason being is because I don't know who I would be right here, right now, if I didn't have that experience in my life. I love who I am right now. So I want this version of me. I want this woman. I want this person who has gone through every single thing that I have gone through, because it got me here today. Here's something that I actually think was courageous. Ending that relationship, that was courageous, because I was loved. I was taken care of. I had a best friend. I had a huge cheerleader. I had someone who supported me no matter what I wanted to do. So ending that meant leaving all of that behind. And I think that was courageous, because there's so much fear on the other side of that. There's so much fear on letting go of that person that has been your constant for so long, and choosing better and choosing more for yourself. You know, after that relationship ended, I remember probably being about 6 weeks or so into my new life without him. And I remember driving one of my coworkers to work one morning, and she's also a very good friend of mine. And I said to her, "Do you want to know what I miss the most?" And I said, "I miss somebody giving a shit that I got home okay. And I missed being hugged." And I was surprised in some ways that that's what I missed. I was surprised in some ways that it wasn't more than that. You know, physical touch is super important. I mean, it really just is. It's a love language for a reason, right? I think it's super important. And there's actual studies and science behind hugging. The 22nd hug. What is it? Oh my gosh, I used to make people at work do this and they thought I was crazy. But yeah, no, 22nd hug. You hug somebody for 20 seconds and our bodies naturally release oxytocin, which is a feel-good hormone. So, I mean, there is literal science behind physical touch and having hugs. And then I think it's just nice when somebody gives a shit enough about you that they want to know when you got home safely. But I think that going back to the courage piece, when you end a relationship, regardless of what kind of a relationship is, if it is a absolute no contact, we are done situation, that absolutely takes courage. I really just wanted to come on and talk about courage today, because I think that if we all practiced courage on a more regular basis, I think that a lot of people would be happier. And I think a lot of people would feel like, hey, I can do that. I can do these hard things. I can do these things that might feel uncomfortable at first, things that might make me go, gosh, is this really the best idea? Or things that are going to really challenge me to be a better person, to live a different life, to try something new, to put yourself out there in a way. But if you don't do it, you'll never know. I mean, I will say, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, this podcast, it actually was a courageous choice. And I'm so fucking glad that I did it, because I'm having so much fun and I've met so many amazing people. So yeah, I encourage. And there's a reason that encourage and courage are like the same word, because I'm encouraging all of you to bet on yourselves, to take that risk, to find something in your life that you feel you have fear around, and to make the decision to do it anyway, because I would bet that you will feel so differently on the other side. I told you guys after the first three episodes of this show came out how I felt free. If there was any feelings that I was gonna feel, I'll tell you what, free was not one of them. That was a huge surprise, but one I am so grateful for, because it has opened the door to so many other things, and this community is growing in such beautiful ways. I love every single one of you for listening. I love every single one of you for being here. So continue to follow along, continue to hang in here with me. I really know to the depths of my soul that I am building something great, and I want all of you to be a part of it. So all of that being said, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you have not already, please go on Apple and rate this episode 5 stars. Leave a comment. It means the world and helps so much. And if you have any thoughts or ideas for the show, for bonus episodes, for guests, if you want to be a guest yourself, please slide in the DMs. They are open and I love hearing from you. Speaking of courage, this bonus episode really ties in fantastically with this week's Thursday episode, because it is all about divorce. And this woman has lived quite a bit. She has so much to say, and I think you're all really, really going to like it. So, as always, thank you for being here, and we will see you next time.